Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my podcast, Five Books Away from Success. Do you want to become successful at business or some art or craft or service or sales or marketing or whatever? Do you want to become an expert in your field of interest? Well, all you have to do is read five books on that subject, and you will instantly know more about that subject than 99.9% of the entire population who never ever read even one book, have never even read one book on that subject. And okay, maybe five books doesn't make you an instant PhD on that subject, but it certainly makes you more knowledgeable than most people on earth. What I'm talking about here is the teachable principle. How teachable and coachable are you, and how active of a self-educator are you about the subjects in life that you wish to succeed at? If you're an aspiring author, obviously it is helpful to have read a book or two, and then to have read books on how to write books. If you're an athlete, obviously it's helpful to practice your sport over and over and over again. But how many books have you read about people who have succeeded at that sport? Probably zero. So how do you expect to succeed at that sport with action alone? Because success at anything, including athletics, is 90% mindset and only 10% action. If you're a network marketer or an internet marketer, or you own your own business, or you're self-employed, how many books have you read on your chosen field? If you've read one, you've taken one measly, teeny, tiny step closer to success. If you've read five, you've taken 100 steps. If you've read 10, you've taken 1,000 steps. Because each book you read, and each seminar you attend, and every audio you listen to, and each video you watch, adds up like compound interest. And as soon as you hit 10,000 hours of research and education and action, you will have become well and truly an expert in that field. And it is only a matter of time that your success and finances catch up with your level of knowledge. The educational system has the right intent of providing the education first to achieve ladder success, but unfortunately most school education is worthless in normal life. And no child in school is typically ever taught how to be self-motivated. And that if they truly want to succeed beyond just having a job, they're going to have to continue educating themselves. Because school education only prepares you for jobs and employment and a lifetime of labor and bad debt, which includes starting your employed life with college school loan debt. And that is no way to start your life at all, in debt. From my personal experience, beginning as an entrepreneur, then as an employee, and then as a self-employed business person, and then a speaker and author and network marketer and internet marketer and actor, nothing that I was taught in school prepared me at all for anything that I later did in life. Absolutely nothing, except for typing. So school, for me, was a waste of time, an absolute waste of money. The most valuable things I did in school were sports, to learn about myself, and winning, and coaching, and art, to appreciate beauty, and photography, because I loved photography, and English, of course, and typing, so that I could write, so that I could type out what I've written. And, of course, basic mathematics is handy. All the rest went in one ear and out the other. The education that has helped me in life and success and business has all come from success trainers and wealth speakers and business and marketing trainers and acting teachers and law of attraction teachers and marketing trainers, etc., etc., none of which I was taught in school. Now I'm an investor. Did I learn anything about investing in school? No, of course not. I had to learn that on my own by reading books and listening to videos. And I've been in my own businesses my entire life. Did I learn how to be in business for myself from school? No! Nothing, nada, not one word. I learned it on my own. I've read hundreds of books, attended countless seminars, and listened to countless audios and videos about success and love, the law of attraction and business and marketing and how to get what I want. I've read countless books and listened to countless audios and attended countless seminars on network marketing and internet marketing and sales leadership and business and investing, etc., etc., none of which I was ever assigned in school. As far as I am concerned, the first book every kid should read as soon as they are around 10 or so is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, because the greatest success, you know, perhaps the greatest success book ever written. And then they should read The Magic of Thinking Big by David J. Schwartz. I've got both those books right here. Of course, they're average everyday reading for me. Think and Grow Rich, Magic of Thinking Big. There's another one standing by. Unlimited Power by Tony Robbins. So, first, every single child needs to read Think and Grow Rich, then Magic of Thinking Big, then Ask and It Is Given by Abraham. I don't have Ask and It Is Given by handy, but I got the Law of Attraction right there by Abraham. Standing by. And then they need to read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I've read that book at least 5 times. And then the countless other top success books of all time on my Leaders Are Readers success book list, which, of course, there will be a link in this post and on my YouTube channel. Children should be reading about the history of business and the history of music and the history of athletics and the history of cinema, etc., not political and war history, unless a kid wants to become a politician or a general, of course. Children should be reading biographies and autobiographies of successful business people and artists and athletes and film stars and directors and musicians and great statesmen and women who actually made change in our society so that they know how to make change in society. Fiction and novels and classic literature and science fiction, of course, are great to expand one's mind, but I can guarantee not one kid in all the history of education, unless they attended a very private and progressive school, has ever been assigned Think and Grow Rich, which is like the Bible of success. And that is an absolute freaking tragedy. And one day, children will gratefully attend classes that are dedicated to personal success, not just training people to be employees. They will attend classes that train them how to be happy and healthy and successful regardless of anyone else and regardless of their choices in professions. In other words, how to be happy regardless of external circumstances. And that is the ultimate goal of success training. And that should be the ultimate goal for all education, to make happy, prosperous, and fulfilled people. Not to train people to be slaves to commerce, not to create good, obedient laborers, not to churn out carbon copies of some obedient ideal, nay, to create individuals who can think for themselves and guide themselves in optimal ways and have vision and be creative and be inspired. Instead, education and society teaches children to be guided by peer pressure and parental pressure and societal pressure and teacher pressure to act in certain approved ways, to follow the guidance of the tribe, not to follow their own inner guidance. We treat children like idiots, but they are not. They are wise masters who just happen to have young bodies. What children and young adults are taught is to make pleasing others their top priority in life over pleasing themselves. And that is a recipe for unhappiness and regret and resentment and really fucked up people in their heads. That is not a recipe for personal fulfillment. It's a recipe for psychological disaster, not psychological happiness. And personal fulfillment should always be our top priority for ourselves, but in educating our children and youngsters. If our children are not happy, healthy, and fulfilled, then Houston, we have a problem. Because our natural state of being as divine souls is to be happy, healthy, and fulfilled. So anyone who is not feeling those things is off track. They have been trained away from their natural state of being. But no worries, because happy, healthy, and fulfilled is our natural state of being. All anyone has to do is stop doing what is blocking them from experiencing their natural state of being, happy and fulfilled. And then you're living those things again just naturally. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But the pull to please others is so great, especially when other people get angry and withdraw love and affection from us and become aggressively judgmental. And we get trained to please them or we'll get punished. That is no way to create happy, healthy minds and happy, healthy people. And we naturally want others to be happy. So there is this immense pressure to bend over backwards to ensure other people's happiness, to ensure our parents' happiness. But it is not our job to keep our parents happy or our teachers happy or anybody happy. So, we bend over backwards to try to please other people and keep them happy, but that is no way. It's way too hard of a job. And what pleases people today doesn't please them tomorrow. So, it's a lot easier just being focused on pleasing ourselves, which is the only thing you should ever have to do and ever have. And it's the only thing you have any control over anyway. So you might as well do the most efficient thing in life and just focus on what makes you happy. And children and teenagers naturally want to do what pleases them, regardless of anyone else. And that is how it should be, that we beat that out of them too sweet. But the smart ones don't buy the programming and become fantastic, unique individual champions regardless of what society throws at them and tries to beat out of them. And that is how everyone should be and could be if they took it upon themselves to educate themselves and train themselves to succeed in life mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. And anyone can do it. And they're all just five books away. They're five seminars away. They're five videos away or podcasts away. They're 30 days of meditation and affirmations away from turning their entire life around and getting what they really want in life, which is to be happy. And getting what they want for them, not for anyone else. It's called being divinely selfish. And your happiness, health, prosperity, and fulfillment are just a few steps away. Every day, they're just 10 pages away. They're just 30 minutes of audios and videos per day away. They're just an hour of power every day for 30 days. Starting your day every day with your hour of power of affirmations and reading and inner reflection away from fulfillment and happiness. They're just one divinely selfish act of pleasing yourself, and then another day, and then another divinely selfish act away from happiness and fulfillment. Success, happiness, health, vitality, wealth, prosperity, excitement, and fulfillment are your natural states of being and your birthright that no one can take from you except you. So accept your birthright, accept your birthrights of happiness and prosperity and vitality and fulfillment, and you will have them for eternity. Hope you got something from us. Please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakaran.com for more self-empowering goodies. And come find me on Facebook. Let's chat. I'd love to meet you. I love to meet champions. I love to meet playmates. My name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. And I wish you immense joy and abundance, excitement on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!